Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another Rag Company podcast where we're here, we're festive, we're having fun.
Ooh, it's yeah, spooky. Right,
yeah, a little spooky. We got this orb in front of me, which Dana, I am not in.
Yeah, well, that's just the crystal ball for your soul is sucked into it, Dane. Yeah,
those eyes are
glowing. I'm surprised you're putting it right there in front of you.
I mean, it's tempting.
This looks great.
I think I'll stay in this chair. All right. Any housekeeping?
Yeah, of course. Well, I want to thank Glenn and Seabass for decorating the studio because
they really brought the magic.
This is fantastic. We get 2 weeks of this. Can you
believe
it? I
know. I'm very excited about it. It's everything I've always loved and dreamed about.
It is. Well, so, this is what your house looks like, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, but unfortunately, one of my favorite sculptures.
Yeah.
It's a piece that I've, you know, had and enjoyed for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Fell last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Fell off the table. Broke.
Oh, that's
my headless horseman.
Oh,
quite a large statue, about this tall.
Yeah,
large headless horseman holding a pumpkin and an axe.
Yeah,
in a, you know, the Revolutionary War outfit.
Sure.
Yeah. Very nice, all grade.
Yeah.
When you put batteries in it, pumpkin would light up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice piece. Fell, broke.
Jesus.
Augie cried.
Oh boy.
I said, I think we can glue it together. He was distraught.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but that's the kind of thing I like. I love this. This is literally what my house looks like when you walk in the door, with minus the caution tape. Of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
not yet.
No, just caution a little bit. Tape.
That comes after the crime is committed.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Anyway, so, housekeeping.
Other housekeeping that needs to be knocked out. So, this week is extremely busy here.
So busy. In fact, I had to drag you kicking and screaming from the other room this one.
We have guests from all over the place. Today, we are actually working on Jimmy's car, and we are doing a little bit of wet sanding on that, and that's going to be exciting, preparing it for a video that we're doing.
Looking behind you right now.
What's skeleton.
skeleton Anthony. So we have that going on, and then this Thursday is going to be extremely exciting because not only are we going live for a very fun live event, but we're also going to be launching something special at theradcompany.com. A couple things, actually. We're going to start teasing some of this stuff here soon because you guys are going to love some of the limited swag.
Is that awkward photo we shared in the Rag Company group finally going to make sense?
Hopefully. Yeah, probably. Hopefully. Probably.
Okay. That's what I'm really banking on here.
Yes, yeah. But we have, I mean, there's just so much stuff going on. So we have a live that we're doing. We're going to be burying Dane. He doesn't know that yet. Oh, now he does.
And
then we have a full production that will be coming out that you guys are going to love. And we're just kind of jumping into the Halloween spirit.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, it is. So
make sure, though, that you're signed up for the Rag Company newsletter so that you know when all this stuff happens and you can be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Find out ahead of time.
Go to theragcompany.com, scroll to the bottom, sign up for the details newsletter. Make sure that you check your clutter and your junk and your spam and whatever other folders, and make sure that you mark it not spam so that way you can see it.
Yeah. If you miss it, it's kind of on you.
Yep.
Agreed. But we have that going on, and yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a busy week. So don't miss out. Stay tuned. Yep. Hang out with us on Thursday, and I think you guys are going to have a ton of fun.
We will.
A nice. Killer good time.
Ooh. Here we go with the dun, dun,
dun. A time so good it might scare you to death.
Oh, boy.
All right, so let's jump into some weekends. I want to get started with Great Dane Films, because not only was Dane going hard in the paint, he was Raven.
He was. He had glow sticks, and I didn't know that he had. He's got his tongue pierced, and he put lighted barbells in his mouth. And I thought
that was kind of strange.
I didn't know you were into this kind of thing. And he's like, "Oh yeah."
Well, the septum piercing.
He goes,
usually
back in the day, they called me Rave Candy.
Rave
Dane.
They call me Rave Dane.
Rave Daddy is what they call.
No,
they call Dane.
We are not doing that.
Funny enough, though, it's a derivative of Papa Chrome.
It is.
That was that could have still been a great Rave.
Yeah, Papa Chrome, Rave Daddy. Like,
just got a chrome helmet on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
polish this.
Oh my god. It's a dome.
Just spinning glow sticks.
Yeah. Oh no.
Just getting after it. So Dane, tell us what you did this weekend.
Honestly, I'll keep it simple. There were a few things that happened this weekend. We did some stuff, but there's only a handful of like interesting things that I'll bring up. So yes, for one, we went to the Apasha concert, thanks to Levi right here.
Is it Apasha, Apache?
I call it Apasha. It looks like Apache, but with an S-H instead of
I think it's Apache.
So Apache, Apasha, Apache, yeah. However you want to do it.
Apache.
I mean, you know, I get annoyed when people say Porsche. I'm going to go drive a Porsche.
Well, you also, same with the lane.
I'm out of focus. Okay.
Dane is into the lane, Valentine.
We all
about
know,
pronunciation.
We all know what that did for me when I said that out loud to the British guy, and he was like, "I'm sorry, what?"
Continue, Dane.
Yeah. So anyway, went to the Apasha concert and took Glenn with me. Mm-hmm. Took my roomie Brandon with me.
Yeah.
Who is definitely not. That's not his scene at all.
Did he enjoy it?
He thought it was fun in that it was like way outside his comfort zone.
Yeah, it was
but
insane.
Also, he felt like he was going deaf by the end.
Yeah, that's why you're supposed to wear, as an older gentleman, like
he's, to put in perspective, he's a guy who'll usually go to like the Head and the Heart or you know, things more along the lighter side, but he'll also go see Five Finger Death Punch. So he's not totally immune to he's
it was the Apache helicopter concert. That's right, Alex.
That's right. That's right. So anyway, went and saw it. It was a wild time, and I don't know, just, you know, vibing. I mean, yeah, it's hard when you go to like an electronic concert and it's just a guy standing up there with some keys and you're like, all right, how are we going to make this interesting? Because we don't have a backing band. We don't have all this other stuff. They managed to do it, though, with more than just an LCD screen. He had some guests come up and do vocals and stuff with him. So at least it didn't feel like, you know, you got one guy on stage. Happens sometimes, but no, I mean, for what it was awesome, it was fun, and the crowd was wild. They all definitely had fun. The place was blowing your eardrums out with bass, but big thanks to Levi for hooking it up there.
I was bummed. I'll just say this, I was bummed I couldn't go. I know Anthony
you guys
was
were all planning to go.
Anthony
and
was
the
bummed
day up,
to go.
Like, can't
well,
do it.
It just kind of came up and stuff happened, So, you know, for me, it was like I brought it up to my family and said, hey, I gotta go Saturday night, I'm going to do this, and my wife was like, what, you're leaving to
so
it was one of those where it kind of it was just one of those I knew I couldn't go, so
so that was unfortunate.
Yeah,
but
and
we
it was
it,
but then I thought I should take Augie or Hadley with me.
Oh,
I
they
take
would
Hadley
have
to
love
it.
That
and I brought it up to Carly, and she's like, they're not gonna want to do that, and I said, they might, and she was like, yeah, no, I'd rather go when like all four of us can go to a concert, and it'd be something that they'd actually enjoy, just rather than something. She doesn't know I've been playing Apache in the truck with them, and they've been going hard.
Yeah.
They also enjoy it.
Basically, when you just feel the need to like, okay, I'm going to throw on something that's going to make me absolutely rock out, then we're just going to do that. Yeah.
So I was bummed. I know Anthony was really bummed, but we both had prior things we had to deal with the family. So,
it's true. So
I was just glad that you guys could go, and I'm glad that Brandon could take that extra ticket.
Yeah, so I thought, you know, if no one else is showing up to this thing, hey, Brandon, you got anything going on tonight? No. You love concerts. Yeah, I do. Maybe not the kind of concert you're looking for, but let's go try it. Okay, dude, I'll give it a shot. So he did. He's a sport. But Glenn, I wanted to point out to Glenn.
It was her first concert.
It was her first ever concert. She'd she'd gone to like some live shows, like walking into like a fair or something, but she'd never been to like a concert in a concert house venue kind of thing. So she was so excited to go in there and just – you know, that just that like
it was cute.
First event.
She was so youthful energy.
Youthful energy.
So I was just like, you're way more awake than I am.
I remember the first year that I worked there at the knitting factory and how much fun it was. I would literally ask for every show that came to work, and I would spend the entire day there just because I thought it was such a fun thing. And then I would actually watch, like, come back and watch the show.
Yeah.
Just so I could see the concert. And then I'd have to stay up till like 3 a.m. loading out and packing everything and doing stuff. And I remember so many people that were like, why are you doing this? Like, you have to be show calls at like 9 a.m. We'd have to unpack, get everything set up. And then you're coming back for the show instead of going home and sleeping like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
And then being back at like 11 o'clock to start packing. You'd stay through the whole thing. And I did that first year because of the same kind of youthful exuberance that Clint had. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to miss a second of this.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
No, I totally get that. The other part was, I was going to say, that was Saturday. And then on Sunday, basically had a lot of stuff I had to do on Sunday. But probably one of the biggest, like, kind of, it was a surprise, but not in that I've been given a script in my email, like, a week or two ago from my uncle, who's a playwright. Ooh. And it was a script, and they're asking us to help do a live reading because he wanted to, like, review it and see what it sounded like out loud with some people reading it.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently I was given a role, and they're like, Dane, if you don't mind, I mean, you do the streaming stuff, so it's not like totally out of the realm of possibility.
So did you zoom in?
Role. So no, we actually went to their house.
Oh.
Had a
table read,
big like barbecue dinner and stuff, cooked it there, and did a live table read. What I didn't know was he is going to have an audience there.
Oh no,
I didn't know there was going to be people watching, so that became very exciting.
Were your parents there too?
Yeah, well, my mom was, my dad was under the gun trying to get the house cleaned out with the final hours he had before the house got signed over. It was literally right down to midnight.
So like, after that, the house was closed.
Yeah, after that night, it was no longer their house. Yeah. So he had to get everything out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he couldn't come over because it was just way too busy. But, yeah, I didn't know about the whole audience component because I was just, you know, thinking I was reading for Bob and Gwen, you know?
Yeah.
Just, you know, those two. It's fine. But, nope. A little more than that.
I love it.
And I skimmed the script to figure out, okay, how does this thing end? Because it was his first attempt at
horror.
Funny
enough, Gwen didn't. Did you get an invite from Gwen?
I did not get an invite.
I didn't either. From Gwen. It's very strange.
But I feel like it would have been a great character.
I think we would have been, well, not even being characters. I would have loved to have been an audience member.
Yes. Oh, I mean, you probably would have enjoyed that.
Gwen, you were supposed to give Anthony and I a call about that.
I played a character named Fred.
I would have been a heckler in the audience.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
I would have brought rotten cabbage.
Ah, read better.
Burn them. Burn them.
Hucking stuff.
This is what year was this play set in?
It was modern day.
Oh, I don't know what a heckler would even throw.
So this
cell
one.
Phone.
Self.
It had a working title, but for his sake, I don't want to blow it up on him. But basically, it was kind of along the lines of like a escape room kind of concept.
Okay.
And then how can you just like really psychologically mess with people who wind up in that scenario? Maybe it ends up a little different than people expect.
Maybe
a little darker,
an
and then you think you're fine, and then it's darker again, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. But he incorporates humor because that's what he is good at, is humor and stuff like that. But he'd never tried horror before, and that was something where he'd never even considered it until somebody in another, like, play group or whatever mentioned, hey, you know, I find I like horror because it forces me to think outside my normal comfort zone and come up with different concepts and stuff. He's just like, huh, what would I do if I ever wrote horror? So he came up with this.
Mm.
And it was a lot of fun, actually.
Nice.
And at one point in the script, Gwen has to throw an F-bomb at me, which is hilarious.
That's awesome.
So, watching that was worth the price of admission alone, because then I'm on the receiving end of it, and then I have to make a bunch of jokes about
Gwen.
Animal magnetism.
Yeah,
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the whole thing was just, that was fun. So
nice.
I think everybody had a good time. And kudos to the rest who read, because Gwen read, my brother read a part.
Nice.
And my aunt, Maylee, also read a part. And then they actually had like an actor there who was reading probably some of the more substantial parts there as a character. But no, it was fun. And then to add the cherry on top, my cousins, William and Daniel, were there.
Oh.
And they read the stage directions in perfect monotone, like they're just doing a Dungeons and Dragons game. Like, they then walk into the chamber, did the thing. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Now everyone was scared.
William.
It's like, oh man,
William.
This is really setting it.
This is awesome. Was there.
Man.
Was he having fun? Yeah, it's the first time you've seen William
he was
in a while.
Fun. No,
so
he was doing
you
good.
Need to remind your Aunt Gwen that I lettered at Bishop Kelly in dramatic arts, theater arts.
Then I think you need to
pass
the Wordle.
Quite the actors.
Yeah,
if they ever need me for table reads, I know Anthony did the same. We both walked around with our Letterman jackets on in high school. We were the big man on campus. People were like, how'd you get that Letterman jacket? I said, doing theater.
They're like, are you a linebacker? Are you a football player?
No.
You a receiver? No.
I made it to varsity theater.
Oh,
varsity
theater. That's cool.
I don't think that
exists.
Yeah, it does.
Baseball,
that's a fresh one. Okay, so that was basically my weekend. Just
nice.
Those
main That sounds
things.
Actually really fun.
So
man.
That kept it exciting
that
and fun.
That actually sounds fun.
It was definitely not the norm for me. And I liked that. Got a little outside the comfort zone.
Yeah.
So enjoyed
Both times.
That. Yeah.
Excellent.
So what about you? What'd you do this weekend?
Oh, thanks, Dane. So not too much. I detailed a car.
Okay. Detailing. Yeah, that was relevant. It. On yep, a that was podcast it. Where so, we talk about detailing
about
sometimes.
It. Anything no, else? basically,
what products did you use?
Friday night, we did the old standby, got ourselves some Chicago Connection.
Yes.
It was actually pretty funny because this time when I called the girl that works there, she's like the manager. Her name's Paisley. She knew exactly who it was.
Okay.
She's like, hey, Levi, are you getting the huge? And
the
I
huge.
Said, yeah. And she's like, medium cheese, medium sausage. I said, yeah. She's like, okay, I'm going to add the coupon. I said, wow, this is amazing.
It's
Thank
all
you.
About that medium.
She's like, I'll see you in 20 minutes. I was like, all right, cool. So
yeah,
it was kind of so nice fun. Making that phone call and then and just them knowing who I was. So yeah. Picked up the pizza, headed back home. We ate pizza. Augie complained, of course, of the pizza. It's getting pretty standard.
Yeah.
He only likes Domino's.
Oh, I hate pizza.
Oh, hate no. all pizza except for Domino's.
Yeah.
So... yeah, I know, right? And then, so Saturday morning, my customer said, hey, I'm dropping off my car. What time would you like it?
Yeah.
I said, by 10 a.m., please. So we rolled up at 10 a.m. It's an SQ8 Audi.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
And he was texting me on Friday, and I was like, hey, are we still on? He said, yes. He goes, can you do Dr. Color Chip? Have you ever heard of that stuff before?
That's so funny.
Uh-huh.
And I said, funny enough, I actually work with the lead trainer for Diamond Color or for Dr. Color Chip.
It's not true, but you know,
and
I appreciate that.
He developed the actual training video.
Well, even if he's not, he might as well be.
I also was in that
It was him in his garage at like 1 a.m. saying, hey, I'm going to review Dr. Color Chip. I'm going to show you how to use this.
Little did you realize that
I said, to that as like I said I'm good friends with Tony Pando.
Yeah.
And I said, don't worry, I can do Dr. Color Chip. And he's like, okay, I've got the box. That's good to know. And then he goes, I did watch some of the videos, and I think I saw one of your guys's. And I was like, yeah, okay. Anyway, so he goes, how much are you going to charge me for that? And I said, well, it depends on how many.
$500.
He's like, depends on how many parts I have to do. I'm already coating the car, and I already quoted him a grand.
Yeah.
And if you want it cheaper, you can do it yourself.
So I said,
you hired me. So.
I said, and this guy is a good customer that I enjoy, but he wants to make sure he's not undercutting me in some ways.
Yeah. Mm.
So I just said, look, hey, I'm going to do it if I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. So basically he goes, I got Dr. Color Chip. How much are you going to charge me for that? And I said, we'll see it. When you show up, we'll talk about it. Yeah. And then he goes, interior. Are you doing the interior for that $1,000? And I said, no, I'm just coating and polishing and washing the car for $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So is he like fairly like, cool about it, or is it kind of like annoying?
No, we've been talking about it for a couple months.
Okay.
So he knows what it's going to cost. So he goes, so what's the interior going
to
cost?
He's just trying to educate himself.
Yeah. And I said, if it looks anything like your Navigator, it's going to be a lot of money.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, it's not that bad. Which, as most detailers know, when someone says it's not that bad, it means it's bad.
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's very rare that I get customers that go, like, I'd rather you tell me it's thrashed and disgusting because it means it's not bad.
Because you're the kind of person who becomes overly concerned with that.
Right.
So everything seems bad. Then when you show it to a detailer, they go, I've worked on worse things.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be a problem.
Right. So like Dane's van, covered in dog hair from Cali. Dane would go, it's not that bad.
And then you look.
You and I would go, dude, this is a whole pound, like 25 pounds of dog hair I have to get.
That's like five for reals.
Yeah, it's five. I got to buy five for reals for this.
That ain't
cheap. From our friends at Buff Bright.
Yeah.
So he pulls up that morning and he goes, all right, let me show you the spots. Three spots, three little dots. And I go, yeah, I'm not going to charge you for that. And he's like, oh, okay. You just literally, I didn't have to do anything. I literally just pulled out the little brush and dabbed the paint on.
Yeah.
It was that small. So then he goes, oh, and then the interior. He opens the interior. You guys would love this guy. His back seat completely covered in a dog cover, like a canvas padded, rubberized dog cover
Yeah.
with children's seats
Oh, on top of it.
On top of that.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. That means it's been there for a while, probably.
Right, but it's all black.
Okay.
Gray leather seats, but black cover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he goes, here you go. This is it, the interior. And I'm like, this is spotless. This is, I'm not going to charge you to do the inside either. Just we'll call it $1,000.
Yeah.
Took me a total of 5 hours to detail that entire vehicle over the weekend.
Wow. Heck yeah.
2.5 hours on Saturday, 2.5 mm-hmm. hours on Sunday. I cleaned the interior, did the doctor color chip, compounded and polished it. And I didn't even need to compound. I just polished it because it wasn't that bad. It was gray.
Yeah.
Pulled everything, cleaned everything, and then let it sit. Let that doctor color chip sit overnight.
Yeah.
Next morning, coated the whole car.
Yeah, nice. No issues.
In Diamond Body 36. 2 coats.
Heck yeah. Wow.
It was great. And then so Sunday, he showed up. Before he showed up, I took the kids. We went and got some pumpkins.
Okay.
Oh, they were very excited for that. Yeah. They wanted to hunt for pumpkins. And I said, you know where we're going?
Hmm.
Fred Meyer's.
Ooh.
Because nothing says hunting for pumpkins like a cardboard box full of pumpkins in front of a grocery store. So
that's
what we did.
That's pretty much
2 for $12. Great price. Great deal.
I seen a kid fall in one of those ones. It was watermelons, not pumpkins, but point stands.
Yeah. It was great. So kids picked out their pumpkins. We grabbed some groceries and then headed back home. I'm working on that. I took that old manifold that we had here for the airlines.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Remember in the old studio?
Yeah.
So I've been, I bought some more parts to fix that up. And I'm going to create a new manifold system for
mega
all my
manifold.
Mega manifold for my sister system.
Yeah.
So I can sister all my tanks together.
So you can have multiple
a lot of
how many tanks you want to pull.
No,
from.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have all the tanks. I'm going to have 3 tank plugins into this valve and then 1 plugin into a hose is how I'm going to make it work. Started buying all the fittings and little brass stuff so I can get that going. I got to get hoses and everything. I'm going to buy a couple short hoses next.
Yeah.
Get it so it looks a little nicer, so it's not just like a bunch of long hoses. I can just do some short stubby hoses from tank to tank to tank.
That'd be nice.
And that way it just kind of looks a little more cleaner, and then I'll just have the 1 long hose. So working on that at the MOSHQ, my sister solution package, as I call it, an air sistering solution package. So did that, and then Monday just came into work. It was a pretty quiet, nice, simple, easy weekend. It's probably our last warm weekend that we had, which was great.
70s are where we're topping out right now.
Yeah, so. It's going to be in the 50s and rainy starting on Saturday and Sunday this week, and then it's going to be in the highs of 50s all the rest of the week. So
can't believe it.
Winter, it's junkyard season, baby.
Yeah,
it is. Going to be getting there. So, Anthony, so that was my weekend. Pretty light, pretty simple, pretty easy. Anthony, how was your weekend? It was beautiful. Did you do a lot of did you work on your floors?
Well, so here's what happened, right? Let's start from the top, right? Couple different things. So Friday morning, right? So you guys know I told you previously that I had a vehicle going for some paint work, right? Dropped off my Acura down there at one of the local paint shop here, and had the hood resprayed, the hood resprayed, the roof resprayed, the front bumper resprayed, and a spoiler resprayed.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Quite a bit of paint work, right?
Yeah.
You know, pretty much everything.
4 panels.
Everything minus the doors and the rear quarters. Right?
The whole fenders. Top, front and top.
Yeah, front and top. So front fenders weren't sprayed, though. So I got some paint work done, so I went and picked it up on Friday. I've been anticipating this because you guys know I'm a little crazy. Right? I don't like when I don't have control of my vehicle. I don't like when it's in other people's hands. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not the kind of guy that just drops something off and I'll come back for it.
He's
right?
The guy who hovers.
I'm the guy that I have a problem hovering, right? But I have to learn to let go because I'm also worried about my people thinking I'm crazy. Right, because I'm crazy, but I want people being like, "Oh,
you're paranoid about seeming paranoid."
Yeah, I'm paranoid about seeming paranoid. So I want people to also think that guy's crazy, do a bad job, or you know what I mean, or that guy's crazy. Like we don't want him back again, right?
At a certain point,
so
you just embrace it.
I have to learn to let go, drop things off, and say, "Hey, the less I worry about it, the less it's not going to be that bad," right?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. What I've realized in life is the people that truly don't care. They don't care.
Right.
And nothing will ever come from that.
Right.
Nothing. Right. It'll be like, hey, I don't care about parking next to other cars up front in the front of the parking lot. Right. And I go, where's all your door dings? You park up front every single time.
Yeah.
And they go, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I go, that's weird. I could park in the back of a lot, and I could have a 1967 jalopy park next to me, right? Open its door that weighs 500 pounds and dent my entire side of the car. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, that's weird. And I'm like, yeah, that's just
no. I had a, you know, my Elantra lived most of its life in the Barnes & Noble parking lot here on Milwaukee.
It's nowhere near as bad as it should be.
No.
And I'm really surprised. Carly had to park it. They had an employee section in that parking lot that they would park in.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed that it lived so many years and didn't get more door dings in it being in a parking lot, random parking lot.
Well, and there used to be, like, bigger trees out front, and then they, like, got rid of them all and then replanted them or something. Didn't that change?
No, they trimmed them.
Well, they just all got trimmed. Everything looks smaller there.
They literally cut the tops off of them, Dane.
Okay, because for some reason I remember in high school they all seemed like big trees, and then they all got shrunk down. I just thought that's dropping crap on cars all the time.
Oh, they did, but they literally cut the tops off those trees and then shortened, like, literally made them tinier.
Huh. Yeah.
So anyway,
in my opinion.
So I went down there to go pick it up. I'd been checking on it throughout the week because I just wanted to see how the progress was going, right? Get some photos and whatnot. And I picked up on Friday morning, but I was in a rush because Friday morning was my daughter's birthday, and part of the birthday plan was that we were going to go to breakfast, and then
you had a lot of family come into town for this.
Correct. Yeah. We were going to go to breakfast, and we were going to go to the farmstead. So,
and this is the first grandchild on both sides.
Correct. Yeah. So actually, let me reverse. Thursday night, my sister Sonia and my niece Dylan came up from California. Right. Yeah. They live down in
first. If Sonia's got a
what?
Sonia's got a child.
My niece.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This is a grandchild, first grandchild for...
No, it's a different mom. Different mom.
Okay. That's
different
right.
mom.
That's right.
Sorry. Different.
He's winning on a technicality.
Yeah. Right. It's a technicality, right? Right. That particular... Yeah.
Got it.
So, that's what doesn't count.
Anyway, but my sister, Sonia, came into town. Yeah. And so basically the idea was, okay, we got to plan for this birthday party that we're going to be having, but also entertain and have fun with my sister.
Which is the reason you had to get your whole house fixed up.
That I haven't seen in a couple of years. Exactly. Yeah. So that was the reason why I was, you know, basically putting baseboards back on and stressing everything, the house all done. And so the day I picked up the car was the morning. Basically, I told everybody, hey, I'm going to go pick up my car. And then after that, we're going to go to the farmstead for an hour, go check out pumpkins, go do the walk around of the hayride, go do whatever. And so I didn't come into work until like 2 p.m. that day. So once I picked up my car from the paint shop in the morning, I did a walk around of the car, looked at it, and I said, okay, wow, bumper looks amazing. It's glassed out. It's beautiful.
You were looking at the painted areas.
I'm like,
hood, that's what
I'm
you
like,
were looking at.
I'm like, okay. Hood looks amazing, beautiful. I'm like, roof also looks pretty good. There's a little bit of urethane wave in like one area, but it's honestly not that bad. And then the spoiler turned out good as well. So I was like, right on. Cool, man. I'm like, this looks awesome. Jumped in my car, took it home, and I was going to drop it off, jump in the truck, and then drive out to this farm place, right? Mm. But I get out of my car, and I kind of do like a walk around, and I notice, I go, oh, no.
Oh,
I look at the sides of it, and I said, that dent wasn't there. That dent wasn't there. Oh, and that dent wasn't there. So here's the thing. I understand that stuff happens, right? Paint shops, body shops, it's rough stuff. It's rough work, right? It's not like a detailing. It's not like detailing work. Detailing work can be rough work, but for the most time, you are there to just constantly improve, and it's nowhere near as messy or as dusty as a body shop, right?
Sure.
A body shop can just be a giant mess of things. There's clutter all over the place. There's parts. There's nails. There's screws. There's all sorts of stuff. Everything is just a mess.
Filler.
There's very few body shops I've seen that are just absolutely pristine. So this one being a smaller body shop that does mostly small parts, I knew that, like, there's probably going to be something that happens during the time there. I just don't know what it would be. So I see some new dents added, and this is where normally, because he did give me a good deal for everything, normally I am like the type of person to avoid conflict.
Right.
And just to say, I'll just fix it myself and not say anything, right? Because when somebody gives you a good deal, you feel indebted to them that they've given you a good deal, so you can't be nitpicky about the work, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I'm at that point where I've just been – there's things that have happened so many times in my life where I've done this, and I get just kind of crapped on that I just – I got to start saying something because otherwise I'm going to start losing my mind. So I'm like, I got to call him. I got to tell him, hey, man, I got PDR done on this car. I had every single dent taken out, and now I have some new dents, right? Now this is a struggle for me personally because, again, I don't want to cause a problem.
That, you're like the three of us. We don't like confrontation.
I don't like confrontation, and so I
you're
would rather.
You're also afraid you're going to cost yourself a future deal.
Yeah, and I don't want to ruin a relationship, yeah. right? And that's a hard thing.
It's not fun.
But they're not going to undead
themselves.
And
this is the same thing that a customer could have in a detailing situation. Like it's the same. This situation happens to a lot of people. It's hard to navigate it. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to call him and I'm going to tell him. And so that's exactly what I did. On the way to this farmstead, I called him. I said, hey, man, I just picked up the car, obviously, and I got it home. And I was noticing, I was walking on the car, there's a few new dents on the car, specifically on the doors where you were probably working on the roof that weren't there before. And he goes, oh, dang, really? And he goes, I don't know how that could have happened. I said, I don't know. Was it parked out in the lot? Did you have it? Because that lot
it's is, very tight. It's that, yeah. The reason we
it's
know
it's a
it
nightmare
is,
lot.
It's next door to my sister's bakery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it sucks. It's, that whole lot is just not ideal.
David gives a fair
for any
point.
Of that. Anthony, while we don't like come back to the auto shop, we have any customers that always go back. They're so
reasonable.
What was I going to say? So I didn't know if it happened in the lot, right?
Right.
Maybe the dings happened, like maybe the dents happened there. Maybe it was a stool. Maybe it was something. But there were a couple that were just noticeable. I'm like, dude, I know that wasn't there before. And I let him know. And I said, hey, I'm filming most of this just for my own personal enjoyment. And I said, I have video documentation of everything. I have a video 30 minutes before I brought the car to you. And I'm crazy about dents and stuff like that. So I didn't want, obviously I would have noticed any of that. So he was really understandable. He said, okay, hey, cool. Well, is it something that PDR can fix? I said, absolutely, PDR can fix it. And he's like, okay, well, how about we just do that? I'll take care of it. I'll get it fixed. I just, don't want that, don't want you to have to be in charge of having to fix it. It was weird hearing that because in my head I'm kind of like, well, no. In my head I'm thinking, well, no. Maybe I'll just pay for it, right? I don't want. But at the
same
time,
I think we have that instinct, all of us.
Yeah, it's just like a nice, like, hey, I don't want to, upset you. So, but I said, okay, cool. Well, let's just do that then. Let's plan on that. Yeah. I still need to go pick up my spoiler on Monday and have him take a look at it. But that was one thing where it was nice to kind of get over that bump. But it was funny because later that day, we went to the farmstead, had a beautiful time there, walked around. I shot apples out of a cannon.
Nice.
I walked inside of a dragon.
Oh.
And I got to see its bowels and its internals and everything like that.
Did you get permission first?
It was strange being inside them for that long. And so we did that. And then what else do we do? We did some. Oh, and then we pet some animals, and Lucy got to see the animals. It was a great, great birthday, right? Because my sister was there, and so was my my niece. And after that, I bounced, came to work here. We did our thing here. Then I came back home, and I was doing one more walk around of the car. Just I'm freaking crazy, man. Obviously, there's body shop dust in the car, right, and all that, right? But what was funny is I look on the rear mat. So I have this rear, like, all-weather trunk mat. I just bought it. Like, I literally just bought it. And I noticed that there was, like, a white patch on the mat, right? And I'm thinking to myself, oh, that's probably just, like, dust or something. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, you sit down something sanding-wise. No, it was, like, glue. And so I don't know what was being glued on the car. Honestly, I don't, but it was glue, right?
So did they remove the spoiler?
No, they didn't remove the spoiler. I have no idea. But I found this same glue substance multiple places around the car. Some of it was in the door jamb. Some of it was, like I said, I found that on the trunk mat. I don't know what the heck it was. It's some type of resin or something.
Really liked the car.
It felt like a glue. And
but
so
it wasn't there before you dropped it off?
No. And so I'm looking at this patch of glue. It's probably like a 4x4 in size of like white. And I'm like, oh my God, it's probably just dust. I'll clean it off. And that didn't work. And I go,
it just starts smearing.
What the?
I'm like, in my head, I'm about to have a mental breakdown because I'm tired of improving something, right? Because I've been spending all this money to try to fix this car up. And then I'm like, now it's like getting worse in certain ways. And so whatever the heck it is, it's tough stuff. So acetone took it right off.
Okay.
But what is it? What did they do?
More concerning is how it got there.
I don't know what it is.
It felt like glue. So they painted, but it was the back trunk mat. And if they had the rear hatch open.
No, they must have set something there.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. They opened your rear trunk.
Yes. So they set
something
there.
But they never sprayed anything on the back of your rear trunk.
No,
right?
No. Mm-hmm. They probably used some tape to tape off the edge of the trunk. I don't know what the heck it is. Thank it's you, like a white girl. Clay or That's foam looking nice. Thing that you put inside your door jams and the rest of the thing. I don't know what that is. Do you know? But all I know, it was like this glue. I used acetone. It came right off, right?
That's frustrating.
Then I had to clean off all the – but you know what I'm saying? It's just you keep finding things and you keep going, mm-hmm. Oh, crap, more stuff. And anyway, I was just kind of already like a little on edge, right? Mm-hmm. Which I didn't want to be that way because it's my daughter's birthday weekend.
Right.
And
yeah,
I wanted,
you got to focus on what's important.
Family in town.
Car's not important.
Correct. I have family in town. I want to be in a good mood. So Saturday was a big day because we had to start prepping the whole house for Lucy's birthday party on Sunday. So this included mowing the front and rear lawn, getting that dialed in, edging. Doing a lot of edging,
yeah.
And then with the carbon fiber shaft.
Yeah, sometimes I was doing edging on
Saturday. I had to pick up dog poop. I had to move our entire back patio onto the side yard, which included me dragging a grill across my entire yard into the side yard.
I bet that made you real happy.
And it was basically just a bunch of prep work, right? And then the house, I was like, hey, we're going to have people in the house. The windows are going to be open. Our windows are absolutely filthy. And I'm like, I got to clean the windows. And this is one of those things where Katie goes,
Why are you doing that? See, because I don't worry about, oh, my windows are dirty, whatever.
It's not important, right?
Spray off the house and leave them.
I know. But for me, I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I got to clean the windows. I got to do that. So yeah. I was working physically, like, extremely hard on everything to try to get everything all dialed in. I was freaking tired, right? My back was hurting. I mowed that lawn because I needed to buzz it down because I knew people were going to be on the lawn. I didn't want it to be wet. I want it to be nice and, like, putting green, you know, looking rear back lawn. Well, you're wanting for an hour and a half. Jimmy. Yeah, I know. That's probably what it should rename it to.
No, but it's a look inside his brain, and what a terrifying place that is.
No, it is a terrifying place because I'm very obsessive. And so, anyway, what ended up happening was at like the end of the day, they started putting up decorations, right? And it was going to be really nice decorations. So keep in mind, I just painted the entire lower bottom of this house,
yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I see all the girls up on ladders and stuff, and they're hanging these things, and they're using command strips, right, on everything in the house to hang up all these things.
Yeah, it's nice.
I just took off command strips the other day. Takes the paint with it every single time, regardless of what it says it does,
would
right?
Would you rather have a hole, though?
So, well,
I'd rather have a hole.
I would almost rather have a hole, like a nail hole or something, and they, I look, and I'm like, are you guys going to hang things everywhere? And they're like, Anthony, you're being a very negative person right now.
Your energy.
They're like, your energy,
your energy is bad, right?
And like, it was both my sister and my wife, and then her mom, and then her sister, and then everybody's looking at me like I'm a bad person, right? And I said, you guys, I've broken my back for the last two weeks fixing this stupid house for this thing. And I've already repainted everything. I'm tired of repainting everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's not that big of a deal. You have a really bad attitude.
Oh,
and I'm like, literally. So does this make sense though? Like, I've had a couple bad things happen. Like that whole baseboard job was far bigger than what I thought.
Yeah.
So I'm just really tired at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what?
I'm a little wired. I'm a little tired. And I just stole 50 cars for you.
Yeah, and I'm about ready to freak out.
And I'm like, no, that's just fine. Just keep hanging everything. It's okay, right? It'll be fine. So they did that, and everything looked amazing. So to my wife's credit, she did a phenomenal job of decorating the house. I mean, it looked like something out of a movie. It was very, very good.
Yeah.
There was balloons. There was all sorts of stuff. So Saturday evening, I believe – I don't even know what the heck we did. I think everybody was so tired. We were just getting everything ready. So then Sunday, more scrambling. Everybody's still trying to get all the decorations, get the food in line, get the drinks and all that. And it was Sunday morning. I was like, I walk out in the kitchen. I'm like grabbing a cup of coffee because I'm so freaking tired. And they're like, all right, so the bounce house will be here in 30 minutes. And I go, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, the bounce house. And I said, you guys are messing with me, right? You guys are messing with me. There's no freaking bounce house coming.
Yeah,
they just
redecorated the whole house.
And I said, I picked up the dog poop, but I didn't make it to where it was kid friendly back there,
right.
Like spotless.
Yeah.
And they're like, there's a bounce house coming. And I said, oh my God. So I ran out there and
with the pooper scooper.
I'm like on my hands and knees. I'm thinking of kids crawling around the grass,
right? Yeah.
You know what they'll do.
You're over there dethatching your lawn.
Pretty much, man. And so I'm doing that and getting everything ready.
All of it.
So yeah, we actually had a bounce house show up for the neighborhood kids, right? And for my daughter, wow. But she's one, so she's just gonna kinda roll around in it.
Makes sense.
But we did that, and then everybody started showing up after a while. It was an amazing party. It was a really good turnout. It was mostly just family, and then Dane and Carolyn stopped by for a little bit, and then the neighbor kids stopped by. But birthdays are weird, man, especially when you become a dad, because you see that there's the chaos of the small children, but you see the parents are just wanting to let go.
Right. They don't want to be thinking about it.
They don't want to be thinking about it. They just want to talk to other parents, right?
Right.
With a beer in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So they just go, be free. Right?
Yeah. No, I did that. So before we left for Germany,
mm-hmm.
that like day or two before, I took Augie to a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
It was a swimming birthday party at a clubhouse pool in a neighborhood.
Okay.
The Mill District. And I took Augie there and literally like unhooked his pump and said, all right, have fun.
Yeah.
And then I look over and there's two other dads that I know from other parties that I've gone to with them. Been like, what's up, guys? And we just sat, hung out, ate pizza, drank some sodas. We didn't even pay attention to the children. At one point, one of them was screaming. Because he was being held down by three other children.
Oh, God, that's the worst feeling in the world.
And it was our three boys that were the ones trying to drown the other kid.
Why am I not surprised by that?
Hey, but you know what? It's about relaxation.
All parents of future convicts.
Go.
Okay.
You guys have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was funny.
Poor kid going under. You make sure he was okay afterwards?
Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
But I mean, it's like I'm kind of just standing there, right? Yeah. But there's, I mean, it's.
Well, you've experienced this is your first birthday experience of this, and you're finally.
It's in my home.
You're opening
it's
your
in my
eyes
home.
And you're
it's
going,
in.
I don't ever want to do this again.
Yeah, it's.
Those decorations on the ceiling.
We're going to rent a place so next
many.
Year.
You're not wrong. So, but there was a. Gosh, dude, I just. Because I'm trying to film everything. Yeah, I'm trying to, you know, because I was in a happy mood, right? Drink a bunch
nice
of beers to loosen myself up, right? Because I was like, hey, Anthony, you're in a bad mood right now. You've been in a bad mood. You probably should drink a couple beers.
Yeah.
So I did, right? And everything was going fine. But the kids are running around, and it's so funny because when it came time to open presents, right, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get my daughter opening up her first presents. This
right.
is so
yeah.
cute. Well,
magical.
Right?
Boy,
here
magical.
We go.
Well, when you have five or six other 4 through 7 year olds, right, or 3 through 7 year olds, they're wanting to help, right? They're like,
and they're not blood.
They're like, this one, grab this one. They're like, here, open this one. Here's this
they're
one.
They're grabbing it before
and
they're
my
saying
my wife's
that.
Sitting on the ground holding the baby like, where's this card from? They're like, I took the card from this one. I put it in this one. And I'm like, it's chaos, right?
Right.
And they're all opening up the gifts already.
Right.
Like, they're opening up Lucy's gifts. And I'm like, I'm like, slow down, people. I'm like, stop it.
Right.
Stop
you're,
it.
You're
like,
ready especially to start drop kicking
the biggest
children.
Thing is they're not blood.
Right. And then you turn around, though. Yeah. I'm like, where are these parents? And I look around. Parents are not even paying attention. They are talking to each other, and they're just wanting to, like, I don't want to deal with that right now.
That's
and
your
so
problem.
I'm just going to let
it's your birthday, man.
I'm just going to let you're that hosting. Happen. So I tried to get what footage and photos I could, but it was mostly just other kids in front of me. And but yeah, I don't know. You just gotta do what you gotta do. And after that though, yeah, I mean we did presents, we did a cake, we did had some more fun. But most of the kids left, everybody left. It was just a couple of the good close friends that were left. Drank beers. The adults went into the bounce house. Right,
there we
played
go.
Around. Me and Blake. Had a couple beers, jumped in the bounce house, right?
Blake
and
had his lightsaber?
He didn't. I wish he did, though.
That would have been awesome.
Careful, that would have popped.
It was kind of like that wind down of like, wow, we've successfully done something, and which is great. But then I said, would you want to do this again next year? And she's like, well, I don't know where else we would do it. I'm just like,
literally anywhere else.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E.
You know what
Cheese.
We did
Chuck
for Hadley's first
exists?
Birthday? You know what we did?
What did you guys do?
We rented the little classroom space.
Oh.
At the Student Union Building, Voice
really?
Of State, where the bowling alley is.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like right across, there's just a room.
I've been to a birthday party there before. It's
we
fun.
Brought a high chair, we brought a smash cake,
cake.
and we got some pizzas from Little Caesars.
I thought you were going to say you rented
a
pizza.
We ate some pizzas. We didn't rent them.
We rented
pizzas. And that was it.
Yeah.
And we decorated that room and then had everybody show up there. And we had a little first birthday party.
Yeah.
And we rented a couple bowling lanes.
Yeah.
Let people do some bowling if they wanted to.
That's fun.
And yeah. that was it. And
bowling
then we just.
Parties are legit.
And it was a small room and it was done. Network. And we were like, wow, that was easy. And
bowling, then, yeah, bowling would yeah. be pretty easy. And, yeah,
and then Augie's first birthday, I can't remember what we did. That was a long time ago.
Oh, it's not. It was less.
It was less than.
I remember the first child's first birthday. I don't really remember the second child's first birthday all that well.
This is why he's on his way to.
Yeah, but decorations wise,
it was beautiful. The pictures your wife posted,
Katie did such a good job. I mean, like there was literally
it was a professional birthday.
I mean, it was, dude. I mean, all the stuff that was hanging on the walls and all that. It was funny because after everybody left,
need to hire her for a birthday party.
Yeah. They're like, let's take everything down, right? Let's get everything, you know, all the decor down and whatnot. I'm like watching them take the command strips off the walls, Alex right? And I'm like,
she's kicking in good.
And I'm like, let me know. I'm like, let me know how many.
How that goes.
Let me know how it goes, right? To my surprise, there was only 3 holes in the wall compared to maybe the 15
three
that there could have been.
Tears in
three
the
wall. Tears in the wall, right?
Right.
That I will have to spackle, dry, sand, and then repaint.
What
and
I do love though do is your texture. Right. Like I have that weird splatter texture in my house. You have that weird splatter texture.
Yeah, it's just the air.
What I love about yours is it's a haphazard spackle, like mud paint, squeegee texture.
What's it called? Yeah, there is things in it. There's,
yeah.
What's it called?
There's deviations.
Clumsy.
Yes. It's whatever the heck you want to call it. It's, it's like
you can
like,
just take a spackle knife, slather it, like hit it and roll it, and it looks like it's part of the decor. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is like when you were showing our video of that, I was like, that is the most beautiful texture I've ever seen in my life.
It's perfect for that.
It's like when my parents, when they first bought carpet, they were like, we like this
orange
carpet.
Orange peel texture, you can't
right.
do that
No,
way.
That's what mine is. So like, my parents bought their first, like when they did the new carpet, they were like, we like this because it's pre-dirty. It looks already dirty, so it's not ever going to look bad when it is dirty. And that's how those walls look. They look like kind of just slap it on, call it good. It's lazy spackle, we'll call it that.
Yeah. Same reason lazy some texture. People like buying a beige
it's nice.
Car.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
So after all that, you know, continuing on with my complaining, so what ended up happening, right, we left these freaking doors open all day during the party. And knowing that
critters?
People are going to be on the patio, I was like, I'm going to set off one of these fly bombs. It's like a smoker. It's like a, what are they called? It's like a fly.
It's a bug bomb.
It's a bug bomb, essentially, but it's handheld. It's a fogger, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I fogged the whole back porch, right?
Did you gas your family?
I was going to say, you guys all had to breathe it?
It was fine. But I did that on the back porch. Little to no flies back there, which is amazing. But I was like, all right, let's keep the doors closed while the party's happening, right?
Right.
To reduce the amount of flies inside the house.
Yeah.
And,
have you gone on a killing spree
my
yet?
Father-in-law, Kent, said, Anthony, nobody can hear the doorbell, and I think it's just best if we leave the front door open so they know where the party is.
Yeah.
And I said, Kent,
lives on a beach.
I said, there's 15 giant balloons in the front yard. I think they'll know the place. And
nope,
he goes, well,
let's just
leave it open. And I said, you know what? I'm going to be a team player here. I'm going to, you know, I've been in such
well,
a
you
bad
mood. Well, you're six
been
beers in.
Look at you
I was in such
sport.
A bad mood for 2 weeks. Let's go ahead and, yeah, let's just do it. Let's just, we'll go with what you want to do. So we left our
not think about the flies laying
wide open
in the house.
After everybody left, I look up at my ceiling. My ceiling looks like it is a bed of rice, right, with a handful of full unground pepper everywhere sprinkled along the entire ceiling.
Oh, no.
And I look up there.
Have you trained your dogs how to catch flies yet?
No. And I
They'd
go.
They'd probably be good at it.
I love it. Sky
this,
raisins.
I go, this is a joke.
Sky raisins.
Guys, I'm not kidding when I say there's 50, maybe 50, 60 flies on the ceiling of my house, right? Yeah. I look up and I say, there's no way. There's like, this can't be. Like, this has to be a joke, right? Yeah. And, you know.
You're not my real dad. You're wrong.
You're not my real dad.
Through the side.
So I said, we're going to look, this is going to look super trashy, but I'm going to start hanging fly strips all around the house. So
we got to warm it up first so they'll fly.
Yeah. So
they're cold. They're all cold flies.
I
literally moved
a
fly this morning and
it was
still
just
asleep on a bottle of Forced in my garage.
Yeah.
And I moved it and it still stayed on the Forced. It was that
you
cold.
You guys would have died to see me. I've hung fly strips from all the AC vents in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm running around the house with the fly swatter, just getting them to to move off.
Yeah, right.
The ceiling.
Yeah. On, that's what guys. I did last night.
Dude,
it's time to leave. Party's
and
over.
All just onto the fly strip. So I'm like, yes. And Katie's like, do you need to be doing that right now? I said, do you want to swallow flies in your sleep? Because I don't. Right? So
she's like, that's not a real thing.
I'm like, we're doing this now.
That's
what
they want you to think.
I was up until, not on top of moving everything.
I would have had the boys. I would have had the golden boys, and I'd be trying to get them down, and I'd be trying to catch, have them eat them. Like, yeah. Come on, let's get these. Ooh, get that fly. Yeah. Get that. Come on. Come on, get that fly.
No more fly paper.
They just go straight to the dogs.
They eat steak and lobster. Why would they eat flies?
Oh, my dog eats flies.
Because they're dogs.
Like I said, Anthony, you call them sky raisins. They don't know the difference.
So anyway, the whole thing was just super funny. And I'm just like the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, and man. So, and then the garage, right?
Yeah.
I lost all control of the garage.
Yeah.
Oh. Remember I was talking about how I was losing a little bit of control over it?
Right. It's not your space. It's a family space.
I've lost it completely. Right now it's filled with a bunch of extra party supplies, toys, a bunch of other baby things that couldn't
fit storage.
In the house anymore.
It's for storing the cars and decorations. We all know that.
Well, my first words to you walking in the door were, there used to be a couch here. What happened to the couch? And you look at me with this like almost demonic Stepford smile and go, if you can't see it, it's not a problem, Dane.
That's how my wife thinks, right? If you can't see it, right?
It's not a problem.
It's not
Dane.
A problem. If it's not in the general vicinity of where guests will be, then it's not that big of a deal, right?
Mm-hmm. But at that moment, I already knew how stressed he was.
No guests go out in the garage, sir.
Yeah, I wasn't even invited because of the fact that he knew I would look down upon all of this.
Oh, brother.
And judge him in a harsh light.
Well, I could only hang out for like half an hour and then I had to leave, so.
Yeah. But anyways, it was a beautiful party. My wife did a great job. No. My sister did it, was a huge help. So was my niece.
It looked beautiful.
Everybody
you
had
guys
a great
did an
time.
Amazing job.
Yeah.
You said you had about 35 people in their house.
There was quite a few.
It felt quite full in there.
It was quite full. And then it, like I said, went quick. It was only 2 hours. And then we had started kicking people out. And that was pretty much it. So that night was, I don't know. Right now I'm at that point. I need to wash all of my cars.
Yeah.
For me to probably
relax.
Regain.
It's just a reset.
I need to reset because all of my stuff is dirty. My garage is a absolute nightmare, and I need to find myself.
Yeah. My garage is a nightmare. Last night I washed the Elantra.
Yeah.
Because I was going to drive it today, and so I washed it and. Augie has been having a little bit of a – he started a new medication for his ADD.
Okay.
And so he started a new medication. It's always kind of leery. He gets a little frustrated when he has to do that. So the last one made him way too emotional.
Okay.
And this one I could tell it was kind of like trying to – it was his first day, so it really wasn't anything in there. But it kept him wired till about 10 o'clock. But he came out very excited when I started washing. He goes, call me when the foam comes.
Yeah.
And I said, all right. And I forgot. Mm-hmm. And I foamed the Elantra, washed it, dried it. He came out. He's like, is it ready yet? And I was like, oh, sorry, bud. And the crushing look on his face. Yeah. I was like, I'll refill the foam can and here you go.
Yeah.
And he just, he sat out there and he soaked the grass. Like literally kind of hit a couple parts of the car. So I did have to wash it again.
Yeah.
But he just soaked my yard in.
Yeah.
Foam. Just, I think he needed to get it out of his system.
Yeah.
So, I know that ability to need to reset.
Yeah.
It looked like Augie needed to reset with just
makes sense.
Soaking the yard in foam.
Well, between that and doing something worse, I'd much rather have him spray
foam. I'd rather him spray foam on my yard as well. Next time, maybe I'll get a fertilizer in there and give it to him.
Yeah.
Put it in the foam can and let him hit it that way. But no, I know. You're going to have to, you got five cars to wash? Four?
I still haven't washed Katie's car since we coded in DB36. It'd
probably be fun to watch it.
I haven't washed that. The hard part is I can't wash the RSX because it was just painted, right? And it's killing me.
Yeah, it's super dusty.
It's killing me.
Yeah.
And honestly, not sure how you're functioning, Anthony. You're triggering what it was used.
Well,
I'm
gonna
sorry,
go sand.
Mario.
We're gonna go sand some cars and polish so we can focus
on
that for a little bit.
Well, I need to go do that. I just need more time. What's funny is that, how do I say this? When you become a dad. And then you entertain family, but then you're also hosting a party and things like that, right? It is significantly more stressful than I thought it would be, considering back in the day, right?
Right.
And I know that some people I guess I understand why people have say I'm taking the kids over to my parents' house, or you have to You have to relieve one area so you can.
I need to offload.
You need to offload one child thing so you can do something else, yeah. Right?
And is it just they get in the way, or it frustrates you because they're not helping, especially when they get older.
Well, like I said, when I was doing all those baseboards and fixing everything in the house, when that flooring was done, I just told Keita, I'm like, I just want you out of the house. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be faster, more efficient, you know, if you're just gone, yeah. Right? And so there's, I understand there's certain things that you just got to do when nobody's around, and and when you have family members in town too, it's also just because you're on and you want to be there to entertain, and you don't make sure, because they came all the way from California. I'm like, I don't want you to be bored. Let's go do something fun. But they're like, no, don't worry about it. You got a lot going on this week. And I'm like, if I spent money to fly somewhere,
and I
got ignored and I had to sit and do work, I would be pissed. So that's why I'm trying to make it. That's not fair. Like that at all. Yeah, so, but they did have a lot of fun. Though we went to some great places to eat. So,
good.
No, I just learned that. Yeah, it is pretty tough. So I get it. I imagine more kids is not going to make things easier down the road either.
No, not really.
And you just got to kind of do it. But
yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is crazy, but
I'm glad she had a good birthday.
Yeah. Can't wait to get my garage back. Yeah. I want my. I'm literally it makes me salivate thinking that.
Have you thought about maybe putting up a wall?
Yeah,
in the garage,
barrier.
Maybe, yeah, like dead middle.
This is my side.
This is my side.
No, because if I put up the wall, I wouldn't be able to get to my stuff because Katie would take full advantage of that.
I would use every inch of the space.
What are all these storage bins? Why is all this stuff here? Well, you said I could have this side. This is my side over here. Like, she would take full advantage of it, and that's why I'm gonna start lobbying for the shed. Maybe what I'll do is I'll start like a Patreon for a shed, a shed funding thing
too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I'm like, subscribe to my OnlyFans today. What's the OnlyFans for? It's to fund a shed.
It's a shed.
What do you do on the
shed? All my Christmas.
Yeah, what do you do on the OnlyFans? I film videos of me hunting flies.
Yeah,
it's really exciting.
Foaming thing. Yeah. No. Okay, so we get the idea. Anyway, I think that pretty much rounds this yard. Yeah. Yeah.
Poor grass.
So anyways, good weekend. Like I said, I'm really happy. I'm happy I have my car back. And I'm excited for Halloween. I really am. I'm excited for this upcoming week. It's different this year than it was last year. Because remember, I had a newborn baby last year. Yeah. And I was watching a bunch of scary movies.
You know, you're also we leave on the 31st.
I know.
So you're missing Halloween.
So what? Yeah. So what's the deal for this year? Is everybody going to Halloween on Saturday night or Sunday night?
No, Halloween happens on Halloween.
Which is going to be Monday.
Yeah.
Such a bummer.
Now, what you could do, is look in your local area for some trunk or treats that are maybe happening that you could take Lucy to on like a Friday or Saturday.
There's a church down the street from me. We don't go to that church.
I know, but you can probably go.
We don't even think that we like know.
Dress up in costumes. They won't know if you put masks on.
And that religion's kind of weird, anyways. Yeah, but you can put masks
on.
Show up.
Yeah, you and Katie put masks on your faces.
Like five comments,
so they don't know who you are. And you could just take those with Lucy in a costume and go do your stuff and then walk off. Get your trick-or-treating done. Oh, thank you. But you never reveal your faces.
Yeah. Ooh. So then they don't know who you are. I say, John, what's going on, dude? He goes, it's Jeff. And I go, yeah, I know. Sorry, Jeff. Sorry. Hey, it's Anthony. Blah, blah. You know, we met, remember, last year. And he'll go, oh, yeah. I'm like, I was the dinosaur. Yeah. Oh, cool. I'd make everything up, but I'd be so confident about it that they could not think of an outfit that guy definitely saw. They couldn't kick me out.
We went to a trunk or treat. One guy was dressed as a stormtrooper, never saw who he was. I still don't know to this day who that person was.
Seems like a security.
He was
risk.
There the whole time as a stormtrooper, and I was like, wow, such a great idea. Attend a trunk or treat. No one needs to know who you are. You just take your kids, walk around the corner, and bring them over there. So, point is, you can do whatever you want to do.
I can't believe how many comments I provoked by the
see what happens.
OnlyFans,
you
just
you trip an idea off, and there it goes.
Telling you, dude, that shed would be life changing for me at this point in my life. I've ran out of storage space.
Just a big old lean to along the side of your.
So, because I have a shed that is it's a poor usage of a shed.
Oh, yeah.
Needs to be cleaned out. Needs to be spider bombed. Needs to be all the wasp nests taken out.
Yeah,
and then it needs to be fully rebuilt.
I recall yours is it's like a wooden style, like actually built up big one, right?
It's got full power. It's got glass.
Yeah, so it's
got,
almost like a little shop.
It's got all kinds of stuff.
It?
No, it's no, like no. The weirdest. They made
it's like
it,
a workshop.
They made it a like workshop. A no. They made it like a 4 foot by 2 foot shed. It's a 4x4, I think. It's tiny, really tiny. And in that listing, they were like, it's got a like 8x. Was they said they're like 8x12 storage unit on the property, and I'm like, what the heck? And I saw that, and I was like, this isn't that. And then the realtor's like, no, it's in the garage, and that was the MOS podcast studio.
Because I think the one in my backyard is like an 8x6, but it's like a Rubbermaid one.
Yeah,
and the
I would rather have your stain than what I have.
But weirdly, it doesn't get that many bugs in it. I'm still kind of paranoid I'm going to run into
All you got to do is grab a couple bug bombs at Home Depot and get like a 4-pack or an 8-pack and just have them, and then just go in there.
I'm basically just getting ready to load that thing up for winter. So
Yeah.
I like this shed idea though.
Yeah. I do. I like the shed idea as well. I think I'm excited for it. Like I want it so bad. That
should we do like shed tours? Like we did our garage tour videos. We do shed tours.
He's so sick. Actually.
They're short enough to be a TikTok.
Set them up. They're quick and easy.
They're so badass.
Quick and easy. Such a short video.
My water got shut off too this weekend. Right?
Oh, nice.
Fertilized the day before it got shut off. Because that's what happens. And but it got shut off. So now is the time. Right?
Yeah.
There's no water. I'd be like, let's do it while there's like everything's starting to dry out.
Yeah. My water's still.
I think it's gonna be a next spring thing.
But the canal's dry.
Oh, yeah.
They shut off the canal, so my irrigation is...
Yeah, you're sucking
out.
I'm
going to be sucking air
left.
Now.
You're going to be sucking up. We're going to get a whole fish that's
going
to come out of
that.
What's
left in the line. I do need to run them. Because mine, I don't. So I set the... It's crazy. I can't blow mine. I can blow mine out. But what I do is I drain them.
Yeah.
So I close one valve, open the other, and it drains downstream.
Right.
So then whatever's in my yard... goes to the next property, and then I don't have to worry about it. And hey, if their stuff blows, whatever, cracks,
yeah. All right. Anyways,
that
guys,
that pretty much rounds us out. So again, thanks for listening to Anthony Complains for 1 hour.
Sorry, it was a great weekend. I don't want to seem like I'm complaining. It's just I think the last couple weeks I've just been a little on edge.
Yeah, as we say,
that you'd say.
No, but for real, that would be kind of a funny TikTok series if we did this.
It would.
Just something short where it's like, it's not on the main channel, but it's just a fun little addition.
Oh, you're talking about sheds?
Yeah, or relatable sheds on TikTok.
No, so you know what's like the what do you do for a living, right?
Yeah.
You'd say, so what do you do for a living? Oh, can I see your shed, right?
Yeah.
It's just... Yeah, sure.
It it's got like that Chad music and then a da da da.
But
like, slowed down with reverb.
I like it.
I want like some decrepit sheds. I also want some like weirdly nice sheds.
Yeah,
like,
we can go to my
like,
dad's shop and see one of his sheds. Levi, is this one of your old sheds? It is. Why'd you get rid of this one? It's really nice. I don't know because I was an idiot back then.
Yeah.
Didn't know what I had.
And on note, those are some wonderful ideas for you to take home with you. Think up more fun stuff. So anyway, that's us. That's Levi. That's Anthony. I'm Dane. We've had some fun. We've chatted a little bit. Hopefully you can carry this through your week until we get to Q&A Thursday Thursday over at the main Reg Company channel where you can ask all your detailing questions and we will answer them. No matter how obscure they may be, we'll certainly try. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you click the like button. And that's it, guys. We'll see you at the end of the week.
See you later.